This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's to Wyatt. That's blasted to deep left field. If it's fair, it's gone. It's hooking at the pole. That ball is history. Every Ranger has a hit now as Langford hits a tremendous home run down the left field line. And the Rangers lead 11-4.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
The Texas Rangers explode for 17 hits, 16 runs, and they finally hook up Tyler Mahle for a win and some run support as they beat down the Minnesota Twins yesterday on this radio station, 16-4. Good morning, Metroplex. 8 o'clock hour here on Sean and RJ. Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach, should be in a fantastic mood when he joins us live at 9:20. Bruce Bochy afterwards said this, quote, "Nobody tried to get too big with their swings. Shorten up at times and make contact. Good things happen when you do that."
So, it's very difficult to move a runner over on a strikeout. Very difficult.
Josh Young yesterday disappointed me in the bat. I think it was no outs. Josh's swing seems so long to me. I don't know if he's capable of that adjustment to go ahead and hit the other way or just make contact to advance the runners.
Like, he's still, like, he is, I think, at his best. What, you know, when he starts shooting the ball into the gap in right center. And, you know, we've seen him hit a lot of home runs down the right field. Not a lot, but enough home runs down the right field line. Like, he's going complete oppo. But, yeah, his swing can get a little long on him. But, you know, Bochy and Boone, they're right when they're like, hey, look, good things happen when you put the ball in play. It does. I mean, like, it's like in hockey, you know, we keep put the puck on net, man. Good things are going to happen. Like, just get the bat on the ball. And if you get sawed off and you still get a hit, that still counts.
I'd like to see the stats. Like, seems like something Tom Verducci would put together over the past month in the entire sport over more balls in play or not. Whether the league is trying to do this as a whole and who's at the top of that leaderboard in trying to go backwards in the sport. Evolve.
Yeah, I mean, there probably will be a study on that. It's just maybe so early in the season that they don't have the data for it yet.
I guarantee you Bobby will find it.
Yeah, I got it.
After he finds the mic button.
Yeah, exactly. I'll find it. No, this is I think it's the third game in a row now, though, where Texas has at least 8 base hits. And so, I mean, they're starting to
it's huge.
Make more consistent contact. Way too often, we were talking about this at dinner last night, there's way too often where for this offense, they should not have multiple instances of you didn't score any runs and you got 2 hits. It has been genuinely stunning how frequently they've had 2-hit or 3-hit games with no runs.
Thad Levine yesterday was like talking about a murderer's row lineup. I thought he was getting ready to talk about someone else. And he's like, no, you put together this lineup and you think it's a nightmare to face at the beginning of the year.
And you mentioned yesterday, I think it was yesterday, about the schedule and how it really sets up.
Yep.
Because they've got the Twins the next 2 games and they got Chicago.
White Sox.
Yeah, the White Sox. And they play the Royals. And they go to Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And then Seattle and Baltimore. You know, and then you get a little tough. You go out west, you go San Diego and L.A. and Houston before the break. But
real tough.
You've got a, yeah, you've got a,
you know. This is it. End of June.
You got a 15-game stretch here throughout the rest of the month.
Yes.
Where your offense can get kind of confident.
The notes from Jared Sandler, Adolis' hitting streak. You can tell Adolis' stance looks different, too. We should do a side-by-side with that, with the adjustment that he seems to have made. His hitting streak extended to 6 straight games. He also now has an RBI in back-to-back games for the 3rd time since the start of May. By the way, how about Adolis with that throw to second base? What are y'all doing?
I was looking at Adolis. I was trying to get his batting number.
No, I wasn't asking you guys. I'm asking base runners. Oh. What the hell are y'all doing?
I thought you were looking at me.
Don't ever make that turn.
They're not looking at scouting reports. That's for damn sure.
Do not make that turn around first base with that man in right field. Last 19 games, 2 doubles. Last night, 2 doubles. First multi-double game for Adolis since the 3rd game of the year against the Red Sox. Yeah, Higashioka with a 4 RBI night. Season high, 4th time in his career, he's collected 4 more runs batted in. Wyatt Langford going to the second deck. Team best still, 12th home run.
Yeah.
10 of his 12 long balls have come on the fastball. All 9 Rangers with at least 1 hit last night. First time the Rangers have had consecutive games with 4-plus players racking up multi-hit games since August 24. Evan Carter with back-to-back 3-hit games for the first time in his career. Josh Young with his second 4-plus RBI game of the year. So all these offensive stats coming from Jared.
This is the first, I was just looking at this, because he's got a hit in every game this month, Adolis Garcia does. This is a 7-game hitting streak for him now. Right. That is the longest hitting streak he's had in an entire calendar year. He hasn't had a hit in 7 straight games since last June. And it's like, I mean, he's had contact issues. He has the whiff rate issue. But, I mean, yeah. if you found yourself a little balance.
I'm too scared to bet against him.
That's right. Now you're going to be too scared to bet against Corey Seager. Yeah, maybe that was the key. Did you bet on him last night?
Nope.
That's it.
There you go.
It's the shinks. You just can't bet on him, and then they'll do well.
And then Bassick was crapping on their pitcher. I bet you that curveball, that the analytics hate that curveball. That's not a real curveball. That's one to the first pitch strike.
Sandler was obviously cranking out statistics on his Twitter at Jared Sandler, and I think that goes to explain why he got emasculated with a foul ball heading his way on Victory Plus.
This ball fouled over the right side and up into the press box, where it looked like Jared Sandler, I don't think he got it cleanly. I just hope he didn't get hurt. He ended up throwing it back to a kid down below, but that came right at him. 0-2 pitch, and that's fouled.
Yeah. Souvenir Sandler.
Man, alive.
Next to Kennedy Landry.
I think he took it off his right shoulder. Says he's okay. He gives us the thumbs up. It's all good. It was scary. Yeah. See, the more important play here. This is the foul ball a moment ago. Wait a minute. I swear Jared was. Oh, there he is. Yeah, there he is. Oh.
Gosh, I thought he'd be saving his laptop, how much he's on that.
Oh. His laptop.
Lab.
This is going to eat away at Jared for a long, long time.
It is.
There's probably no one in the building, despite his stature, who has more athletic confidence in random pickup sports than Jared. He thinks he's going to win one-on-one basketball. I remember the fan wiffle ball tournament. He's like, oh, I didn't get drafted that high. Screw you guys. And he did go out and ball. Whether it's darts, no matter what it is, probably soccer. I think he played flag football back in the day. For Sandler not to have tried to make a play on this ball and snag it right out of the air, I think he's going to lose sleep.
He might. I could give him a couple of outs here.
This will haunt him more than belittling your interview questions.
There you go. I'll be the bigger person, because I literally am. I'll give him 2 outs here. All right. Out number 1 is simple. He was looking at his computer, and someone in the press box said, "Heads up."
Yep.
And you know, your first reaction there is not to look up for the ball. It's to cover.
Okay. That does not sound like an out to me. That sounds like Jared Sandler, whose job it is to watch the game, was not watching the game.
That's fine.
Your second one?
I have no problem with you taking that little dig at him. And then the second one is, it hurts to catch a foul ball with your bare hands.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Have you done it?
Yes. Not a foul ball in a major league game, but like a, like I've had my kids throw me the baseball, like just throw it back to me and you catch it. It hurts. Yeah. And then a foul ball is hit even harder than that.
Yeah.
Like it's not something that you want to actively go get. Foul ball comes my way. I'm not ducking, yeah. But I'm not going. I'm not reaching my hands up for it. I want no part of that ball.
Bassick mocking him. What was the game a couple years ago? Actually, it was longer than that. This was 2019. Now, you remember Bassick got a foul ball hit to him while he was taking his kids to the game, and he stood up, and professional athlete Mike Bassick, the ball went straight through his hands and, like, hit somebody. Because Mike was like, man, I was a little disappointed. He's like, I wasn't expecting to see it, and I jumped up. But, like, Mike flat-out fumbled the ball. Which would you rather have? Ducking and covering like you're going through like a 1950s bombing drill, or you stand up, have a clean shot at it, and it just sails straight through your hands.
Oh man.
Sail through.
Yeah, they just sail through.
I don't know, because man, if most people don't want to get hit by a ball. If you're going to be like professional athlete and stand up with your chest and just go straight through, that's pretty embarrassing.
877-881-1053, Franco Injury Attorney text line. Apparently the Sandler incident, this is Diamond Cavs in the home of the Rangers. Hey, this called for a press conference after the game?
Yeah. Jared took questions from the media afterwards. He's a player. He missed the foul ball, so he's taking questions from the media and had to answer the hard-hitting questions.
What do you have to say about your performance?
Really not a whole lot to say, right? I mean, I take full accountability. I was in a position to make a play, and I didn't. And it's going to be tough to sleep at night thinking about it. Not really sure what was going through my mind. Not only did I duck to protect myself and not my computer, which is far more valuable, but I mean, it's what every broadcaster dreams of, a foul ball coming up to the booth. And when the lights are shining the brightest, I wasn't able to deliver.
How would you describe what happened?
Well, just working hard, trying to put my best foot forward, doing some research, trying to prepare for post game. And the game sped up on me. My head was buried in the computer. Next thing I know, someone's saying, look out, foul ball. And my instincts kicked in, and my instincts were to protect myself and not those around me. I'm definitely ashamed by that.
There it is. Jared Sandler in the Ranger booth. Game 2 tonight on 105.3 The Fan.
You can tell how many press conferences that man has heard before, because, man, he has all the uhs and the demeanor. He's got that down pat. That's pretty accurate.
You got another diamond calf?
I do. David Schoenfield, who we've had on the show, we like him. He had his list of all-star players that are going to make the roster based of right now. Voting has started.
Let's not do that one. That's the Ranger All-Stars. Yeah, do the other ones. That's a longer segment.
All right. Let's do this one here then. The MLB strike zone. Is this shrinking? So, by the way, so according to umpire scorecards, the 5 most accurate umpires in the game are all under the age of 45 years old. I don't think that's a coincidence. Younger eyes, quicker reflexes, stuff like that. A home plate umpire makes an average of 145 calls each game. Most of those, about 100 of them, are pitches out of the zone. Only 5% of those are the out of the zone will the umpire call a strike. This year, the strike zone has shrunk by about 2%. 2% of the calls. So the buffer zone used to be a full ball that they would give an umpire out of the zone to give it a bad grade. This year they've shrunk that. They're trying to prepare them for next year and the subsequent years after with the robot umpires. So what we're seeing is that, you know, pitches out of the zone have dropped to fewer than 5% that are called strikes. Last year it was over 6% that were called strikes out of the zone. So pitches are getting about 2 pitches per game less called strikes that should be balls. All right. Or called balls that should be strikes. So as opposed to what they were getting last year, the strike zone has shrunk. Maybe that's why you're seeing more balls in play. Pitchers are forced to come over the zone.
I don't know that we are seeing more balls.
I don't know that we are. Yeah. But that was just a speculation that we had talked about a minute ago. So keep an eye on that. The strike zone has shrunk a little bit.
Diamond Cavs.
Not last night with that blind as a bat dude behind home plate.
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ. It is time for this week's Random Wednesday Wheel Spin.
Oh, are you going to get Deer Choppy again? Nope. High low.
No, oh! Otherwise known as I win.
What is the category? What is the topic? See if you can play along with High Low Hump Day Edition. Woo! Next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Time for a little high low. The first time since I believe October since we played this.
Damn.
So we'll go through the rules, but welcome back, gentlemen. This is a fun game. Fun, very fun game. All reliable, or all depends on my clues, I guess, but which are usually awful. But here we go. The category is simple. It is new Cowboys. It could be players, coaches, new roles with the team. So there you go. Players, coaches, new roles, new Cowboys overall. That'll be the category. You can answer on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney Fan Text, 877-881-1053. And the rules, it's simple as well. I will play a high or low clip depending on whether Sean, RJ, or Bobby. They tell me high pitch, low pitch. I will play an audio clip of a player or coach. And then if they guess it right from the audio, they get 3 points. If they get it wrong, we go to clue number one for 2 points. If they can't find out the player or coach after that, we go to clue number two for 1 point. And then if they can't figure that out, then they get 0 points and we laugh at them.
Anyway, we remember from October the defending champion.
I'm sure it was me because I've taken this game from Choppy, basically.
No. That's not true.
I believe since
you and I have like split because Peyton Riggs, who's going to get the easy questions.
Ooh, then you guys decide.
I think it is probably actually me at the very end. I think I walked off.
Probably it might be actually. Now that I think about it.
We'll start off with me.
Is this just players?
No, did you listen to the rules setup?
Well, I was players and coaches.
Players, coaches, new roles with teams, something new about.
New roles with teams. Yeah. Okay.
I will go. Hi, Peyton.
I feel good. I finally got healthy. I just got a chance to showcase what I can do, what I expected. So, you know, I think I had a good day overall. So, I feel good about it.
I got healthy. I want to say this guy. I want to say two guys.
Two guys.
Let me go with Javonte Williams.
Oh, wow.
Bobby, you thought it was Javonte?
I thought it was.
I hope none of this audio came from Bobby, by the way.
No, I think it did.
All right.
Clue number one, Sean. His highlight reel in college blew a lot of people's minds ahead of the NFL draft.
Blew a lot of people's minds. Let me go with Ezeraku. Do you know who it is?
Yes.
Was that a good clue?
Yes.
Ooh, thank you. Okay, good, good. All right, clue number two here. It's a better clue, Sean. He can cover so much ground that the 40 acres he grew up on were never a challenge for him.
Oh, yes. That's a really solid clue.
I don't remember the corner, so I'll say Kyer Elam.
Bobby?
Jaden Blue?
Highlight reel blew people's mind.
Blue. He gave you his last name in the clue.
40 acres was the one that.
As you were going, blue.
I was like, damn, he's got it.
And I probably gave away some other names for RJ as he's writing a Dear Abby column over here.
Oh, yeah. You gave me all. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you maybe more than Joe Milton and like the draft picks.
All right. Ofer. That hurts.
Yeah, it does.
RJ Choppy.
All right. Let's go. What'd you do? Hi. I'll go low.
That's how I feel walking into the facility today. There's a lot to live up to. There's a legacy. There's a standard that's been upheld here for years, and I'm looking forward to continue to further that.
Tyler Booker.
How? It's that speech pattern. I couldn't tell the voice. There's no pattern there.
He didn't know the pattern. That's the one. He knew the first round pick. Damn it. You know what?
I didn't even have it written down.
My clues were so good for him, too.
Dang it.
That was it. Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. Three for Chop. Let's go. Hi, Gene.
Oh.
Come out. And guys, you know, we're trying our hardest. And, you know, certain stuff. The game of football is just going to happen. And guys going to get upfield. They got good players, too. They players get paid, too.
George Pickens.
Yes! Oh, wow. What a pick. Jeez. What a pick.
Yes. All right.
Y'all fix this. Did you fix this?
I got to figure something out.
Because I've been picking on you the past few days, Peyton. Did you give them the answers?
You've been picking on me. You've been picking on Peyton. We're getting our revenge. Choppy just guessed.
I haven't been picking on you. What a joke. Let me go low.
Low.
You know, so we needed to get a few more yards in there, as close as we can get, and then we're going to call timeout. And that's why we held that last timeout at the end of the game.
Matt Eberflus.
Yeah. Yep, got it. Sean Sharif is on the board. We're all tied, baby. Oh, we're all tied.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. High, low. I need you guys to start missing here with RJ Choppy up. Brand new Cowboys. And see if you can guess them at 877-881-1053.
Well, I went low last time, so let's go high, Gene.
The minute these quarterbacks think that they've figured it all out, that's when it's probably time for them to think about doing something different because the way defense attack in this league, it makes it almost impossible to ever relax.
I think that's shoddy. Just going to go out on the limb there. Oh, baby.
Whoever got shoddy was going to get shoddy instantly. All right.
That's true. That's true.
I'll make it challenging because I don't want Sean thinking it's fixed. Although if I go low and I hit it right away, maybe Sean will think it's fixed. I'm going to go low.
So I bless my cleats from the man above. I go across my chest up to him, kiss both of my fingers, and cut the side of my cleats. Just let him know that, you know, I'm thankful for him.
Let's go Solomon Thomas.
Wow.
No idea.
No. All right. Clue number one, Bobby, for 2 points. He's such a nice guy that he may volunteer to get some playing time.
Jeez. Joe Milton.
That might be the... It's a relatively easy first clue.
He gave Sean the last name Blue.
He sounded like he blew people's minds. That's never from volunteer.
I think it's the same.
What? He uses Wolverine.
Come on, tell us if you want a high or low goose egg, Sean. Go.
RJ.
Wow.
I have three, jackass.
Yeah.
RJ was six. Bobby with five. I have three, and I will go low.
You know, things went the way they did, and it's ended days unacceptable. So disappointed. You know, obviously, you know, happy to get a win, but I'm definitely not the performance that we wanted.
What? I'm going to steal Bobby's name with Solomon Thomas.
Ooh, close. All right, Sean, clue number one for 2 points. Bobby hated seeing this guy succeed on the field in college, but he's happy to have him on his side now.
Who beat the Longhorns? Who played the SEC? Let me go, Kair Elam. You know who it is?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know who it was by the clip, but.
Clue number two for 1 point, Sean. He's another former first round pick that has found their way to the Dallas Cowboys.
Fowler?
Bobby, who is it?
This would be former Oklahoma Sooner,
ooh,
Kenneth Murray.
You gave me Kenneth
Murray. Kenneth Murray?
You gave me Kenneth Murray.
You wanted to go first. That was the next one in line.
Shut up! Shut your mouth!
Look how bad he's getting.
Shut
losing.
Up. You're making me room for Choppy for the first time ever. Shut the hell up.
Hey, that's... Come on. You can't give Kenneth Murray.
All right. I'm out. All right. Let's go, Choppy, please.
All right. Is he a new cowboy? I mean, I don't know.
This is a walk-off. This is a walk-off.
This is a walk-off situation.
If RJ wins it, it's game over.
All right. You know, I don't like Bobby right now.
Who does?
You know, I'm still going to go low. Still go low.
I feel like I make the right decision, and this is a fit for me, and I like what the coach is doing for his as identity, you know, and I came from stuff like that.
Ugh.
All right, let's go with Bobby's boy, Solomon Thomas.
Win it.
Ouch.
Ah, Bobby's alive. Unlike his mom.
Jeez, man.
That's good.
Clue number one, RJ, for 2 points. Cowboys fans hated seeing this guy for a few years while playing him twice a season.
Miles Sanders.
That's right! Damn. That's right!
Bobby Belt needs to get this high-low clue on the first guess to stay alive and force overtime. 8-2-5 on 105 through the fan. We got breaking Jason Kidd news to get you as well. Go ahead, Pepe.
Let's go high, Gene.
Really wanted to be a part of the change. I know it's a lot of changes that have happened here. I like the way Coach Shaw was talking and Coach Porter and things like that. And just getting everything started and getting rolling, meeting my new teammates.
Miss it, loser.
We're going to go with Javonte Williams.
We got him!
Yes!
Playoff. Oh, my
goodness.
What
punch a pick.
Bobby.
High five.
Woo. Wow. Adjust high the five. Camera, Aiden. I'm standing up.
Oh, baby. Let's go. Hilo's back.
All right.
It's back, baby. It's back.
All right. So the rules for overtime is I will play this clip, and you cannot say guess until the clip has finished, correct?
So how many clips do you have?
I just have one. I have a high pitch, low pitch for the
Okay. For the so, yeah, the clip has to end. And then
And then is it rapid fire? Are we doing rapid fire?
Rapid fire. Whoever guesses first has to leave about 2 or 3 seconds for that other person.
Yeah.
And then you alternate.
And then we do clues?
But like 2 or 3 seconds.
And you have clues, right? You have clues.
Yeah, once you guys go a few times, then I'll get the first clue, then second clue. But okay, here it is. The sudden death.
I truly never grew up a Cowboys fan, to be honest. Like, my dad is from Ohio, so he's a Browns fan, so I just unfortunately supported him through that. But coming to the league, I was just open to play for anyone.
Solomon Thomas.
Kyrie Elam.
Bobby Bell has won.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I was doing a dramatic effect there. Bobby Bell has won.
Do my McGregor.
Man. What a comeback.
What a comeback. No, that's the Bobby walk. What an epic return for a high low with the Random Wheel Spin Wednesday on DFW Sports Station 105.3. The Fan, thanks for turning it on, leaving it on. We have breaking Jason Kidd news next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Thank you to all the Tolos, including Corey, the great T. Rainey. D is basically an extra show producer who sent us the breaking news here on 105.3 The Fan from Shams Charania, NBA insider. The Dallas Mavericks have rejected the New York Knicks asking permission to speak with Maverick head coach Jason Kidd. Dallas gave a firm rejection, according to Shams. They have now been denied on Jason Kidd, the Timberwolves' Chris Finch, and the Armpits' Ime Udoka. We will move Bobby's Cowboys practice recap to 9 and below the belt because of the breaking news. The Mavericks are holding on to their head coach.
Well, we tried everything. This is one of those situations where, like, how much did Kidd really want to go? And I know the Mavericks have the, hey, he's under contract here thing, but, like, at the other side of that is, you know, do you want somebody who doesn't want to be here? So if Kidd was like, I really want to go, would that have changed the Mavericks' thought process on this at all? Or did they not even ask him? And they just said, no, he's under contract.
We're not asking about the Luka deal. So yeah, why right? not?
Well, why not? So, yeah, this is there's still some questions here, you know, regarding that, regarding whether kid actually wanted to, and they're just kind of forced him to stay.
I wonder if part of it was the same thing we've talked about with DeBoer in recent days, that the Mavericks were looking at. The reason why they slow played is because they were looking at what's out there. If we lose Jason, who's coming in here? Like, if Nico's Mr. Defense wins championships, was he looking at Thibodeau's out there? We can bring Thibodeau in, and he'll follow rigid standards, and he'll implement defense. I wonder if that's just, it was an evaluation of who would be out there against Jason, and that's why they took so long to say something.
They also may have been, this is nothing but unknowns. They could have been negotiating on the contract, mm-hmm. and if they couldn't come to terms and an agreement, they would have let him go.
Right.
Maybe they've worked something out.
That could be it. There could be a lot of things. Maybe they were negotiating in the back with the Knicks on what the compensation would be. Or like you said, maybe they were negotiating an extension with Jason. But look, he's been a good coach here. I don't have a problem with Jason Kidd.
Were you surprised that 70% voted that he could go? Were you stunned by that on the Twitter poll we did?
No, because I wonder how many of those 70% think he had a hand. There's blood on his hands with Luka.
Okay.
Right. So
I don't think there's a widespread belief that Jason was involved now. That's my
that he had any idea?
Not any idea. But I'm sure they had multiple conversations. God, he won't stop bitching. All he does is cry, whining. He's out of shape. He doesn't play defense. Of course him and Nico had, like, Jason was probably aware and shared a lot of worry, maybe not a lot of worry, but Luka critiques.
Yeah, if he shared critiques, that's fine. I have no problem with that. If he got word that they were shopping him.
There was no shopping.
Right, yeah. But then again, did we not hear reports that they had asked other teams?
There's one report maybe they had vaguely said something to Minnesota, basically. Yeah.
Look, my big takeaway here.
But real quick, if he had gotten wind that they were shopping him and didn't put a stop to it, I would consider that blood on his hands.
Well, he's not going to put a stop to it.
I mean, he could raise hell.
Yeah. My big takeaway here is the opposite of Pete DeBoer in Jason Kidd's strength. As you keep Jason Kidd around because he can get along with your superstars. And that, to me, is not X's and O's. It's not any of the other stuff. It's not on-the-court wizardry. He was a great soldier for you, and he gets along great with Kyrie and AD. That's it.
And maybe ultimately that was also part of the evaluation, is that they spent the last couple days getting feedback from Kyrie about, is this going to be a problem? If it's a problem, we won't do it. If you're fine with it, we'll do it.
Yep.
Because I can't imagine that right now they want to make a single move without Kyrie's feedback on it. And so
this Kyrie's been too busy defending Karl-Anthony Towns, telling people stop making fun of meow.
This is what happened. Kyrie gets hurt, and when he's doing his rehab, he's talked about it. He'll spend hours on Twitch playing games and talking to people and stuff like that. And so this is his focus right now. I do think, I can't just believe, no, this is status quo for them. They always anticipated Jason coming back. They always intended for him to come back. Like, this is just the way it is. There has to be, even if it's, like you said, a contract negotiation or checking outside candidates or checking Kyrie, there was a reason this dragged on for 4 or 5 days or whatever before we heard anything definitive, is because they were evaluating something or trying to figure something out.
The big story here nationally, they're going to break with it in 15 minutes, top of the hour, is going to be the Knicks with egg on their face. It's going to be about New York Knicks embarrassment after they have now been shut down with the third name. This is like the Longhorns coaching search years and years ago.
You cannot fire your head coach and not and become a worse team. Like, get a worse coach.
Dallas Stars?
Well, yeah, I mean,
doesn't that apply?
It does. Now, look, if the team quit on you, I think it's different, because that you were going to be worse anyway. Unless you think there's mending the fences. But when you're the Knicks, like, the Stars kind of were forced into doing this by the players. The Knicks, I don't get the feeling they were forced into doing this. This was James Dolan.
It sounds the same about exit interviews.
Man, but Brunson apparently loves him. And what, you know, like the, everything I read was that Brunson was not like, he was speaking very highly of him.
So what did you read about Dolan?
Well, Dolan is the one that spearheaded this whole thing, right? It was same old James Dolan, same old Dolan. He can't ever be happy. These egomaniacal owners can't ever be happy.
There was also kind of a clue that dropped yesterday where the Mavs, they hired an assistant coach. And it's like, okay, like, now I know Nico does the hiring and firing of trainers and maybe other people, but it's like, all right, Jason's adding to his staff. That kind of shows that maybe he's going to be here adding the people that he wants or making assistant coach decisions.
Yeah, that you wouldn't anticipate that they're just filling out an assistant staff for somebody that they don't have a clue who's going to be here. Now, it is going to be interesting, like you say, the fallout here is the Knicks looking clownish because they've just foolishly thought they could swoop in and take three different teams head coach and that they'd be fine with it. So are they going to keep going back to that well? Or are they going to go, let's start hitting up teams that are going to do things? Or is it just former head coaches that may be out there who like Malone or Taylor Jenkins? Or do they go an assistant route? But they're stuck on their fourth or fifth choice now.
Breaking news from Shams. The Mavs reject the Knicks asking for permission to speak with Jason Kidd. Sam Quinn, CBS Sports. Jason Kidd's Bucks never ranked higher than 13th in offense. Budenholzer took over, immediately ranked fourth. Rick Carlisle's 2020 Mavs had the best offense in NBA history to that point. Kidd's Mavs never ranked in the top five. I think New York is dodging a bullet.
So
that is from Sam Quinn over at CBS. What about that finals appearance, Sam? What about the Western Conference finals appearance where no one thought they had any business, or I thought that they definitely overachieved in getting there? So there it is. Jason Kidd is staying.
Boy, CBS likes their Cody Benjamins and their Sam Quinns, and they're very convenient writers.
No names?
Yeah, and they're very
good. It's almost as if they're having to settle for no names.
just exactly wait. What it is. Just wait till worst of the week.
Oh, boy. We got more Cody Benjamin coming.
We got maybe the worst one yet. I might have two submissions. Johnny Bryant, I think, is now the favorite.
Johnny Bryant, who had been, he had been on staff with the Knicks until last year.
And so, then Malone, Taylor Jenkins, Steve Nash. That would be your. That's the way the
get Van Gundy. Just go get Jeff Van Gundy. That'll save the whole situation.
He's 35-1
in terms of the fanfare. That would save everything. What else is going on? Giannis may not be going anywhere. Brian Windhorst with the latest.
But right now, there is no Giannis Antetokounmpo trade market. There is no Giannis Antetokounmpo trade discussions. He has not asked for it. The Bucks are not looking to trade him. And I just want to point something out about Karl Towns. While everybody in New York may want to trade him, he is an in-his-prime, all-NBA player that contributed significantly to the Knicks, going the farthest they have in 25 years.
I've listened to a lot of Windhorst. I think Towns is one of his NBA sources. That's a theory. That's a guess. He always is taking it for Carl Anthony Towns. But back to the main story. This sucks. This sucks if Giannis stays. Get out of Milwaukee. I want to get back to the days of not paying attention to the Bucks and have him go somewhere new for me to follow in my NBA offseason. But it's right now, the tea leaves reading that Giannis is going to stay.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it that he's there. Like it's a team we never think about. It's like something, you know, it's something different.
And we didn't talk about them at all last year.
No. But like they're at least relevant when he's there. You know, like they have.
But it's not relevant to you though. You don't watch or care about Milwaukee Buck games. It's an NBA talking point for them to be able to say, "Hey, there's Milwaukee." I think we've stopped caring about the Bucks. In my opinion, over the past 2 years.
Well, they haven't been a championship team.
Right.
Yeah, which is pathetic.
With a good roster.
If you've got Giannis, Lillard, and then Doc Rivers coaching you, that should be enough to where we're talking about you and we're not. And that's gotta scare Giannis
Lillard fell off at times. He's also hurt now.
Then you think
they're done. They're irrelevant. Yeah. I think they're borderline irrelevant.
Well, so but where's he gonna go? Like, you know, if he goes to
any new spot will be more of an interesting talking point. For me as an NBA fan.
So if
it's something new. Something new versus stale and done and old.
Okay, so if he went to Atlanta, you'd be more interested?
I'd be a little more interested. I mean, Atlanta is not a good... I would assume he would want to go somewhere to win, you know?
Yeah.
Like San Antonio.
Well, he was also talking about wanting to stay in the East.
Yep.
There was that report.
Toronto, I don't know.
Yeah. Toronto.
But something a little bit new and fresh... Versus what this is.
If you just look at it blind and just say, all right, I don't know what the cap situation is. I don't know how they can make it work. You're just thinking Eastern Conference markets where Giannis is probably more impactful. Boston, which has lost Tatum. No, I know. I'm just saying blindly. Yeah. If you just look at markets, Boston, obviously New York, probably like the
Chicago,
Pacers.
Chicago
would be great.
Revitalized somehow.
Good. Detroit. Detroit's up and coming. Like if the Pistons were able to get another like a superstar in there with Cade Cunningham, then Detroit's probably more intriguing.
Brian Windhorst also saying, buckle up. Because, like many off seasons recently in the NBA, it could be more interesting than the actual season.
I think the majority of the action in this offseason is going to occur around the draft. Typically, we get most of the action between June 30th and about July 3rd. I think this year, because it's not really a free agent year, it's going to be, and there's going to be, Molly, potentially there's going to be three or four picks in the lottery that might be available, might be movable. Teams moving out, teams moving up, teams moving back. And so that's going to be attached to bigger deals. So let's put it this way. Shams has cleared his calendar, and he's preparing to work his hardest around the draft. And we are going to go right from the NBA Finals into the free agent, into the offseason headlong. You're going to get your action very soon.
So something has to be bubbling.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be Giannis. Durant would not qualify as the craziest offseason with his advanced age right now. Plus, he moves every other offseason.
He moves a lot.
Tibbs gone. Kids staying. What else? What else is out there that is what?
We've been asking the question. This is just a theory. It's probably not, but it's just a theory. We've been talking about why were the Knicks so willing to blow off what Brunson thought? And they love the Knicks as like a big... What if like there's some buzz about a Brunson thing, or like the Knicks like potentially just go like, we've got to reset here. This isn't just a coach reset. We got to reset and move somebody here and like acquire a different star to come
no
in.
No chance.
I wouldn't think
the,
so.
I think the Celtics,
the Celtics are
the Celtics
are the
breaking up.
Yeah.
That's a thing to see, but is Jaylen Brown craziest offseason ever?
It'd have to be Jokic, right? Jokic or somebody else near the top 10 who we're not thinking of.
Luka in shape qualifies as the craziest offseason ever. All right, breaking news. Jason Kidd is staying as the head coach of your Dallas Mavericks. Luke Bryan tickets. And is there a certain Dallas Cowboy, one of the most popular ones, about to lose his job? Bobby has it as we move below the belt. Final hour, hump day edition. Then Brett Boone with the Rangers offensive explosion. Got to catch the final hour of Sean and RJ next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.